Huge night at Wentworth Park tomorrow night. The Golden Easter Egg Final. It is race 8 on the card. Jumps at 9:45 Eastern Standard Time. And to jump from box 4 is Nad Al Sheba. It's a $6 chance with Tab. Won the first semi-final last week in a time of 29.51. And joining us is the trainer, Peter Lagogiani. Peter, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, pretty well.
Appreciate your time. And you and your family own this dog, Nad Al Sheba. And I'm sure you've pictured it there with your family. And what would it mean to win a golden Easter egg?
Yeah, mate, certainly have. Yeah. Bought this little pup for my two boys as a Christmas gift. I told them I was buying them something very quick and they thought it was a motorbike. and then come out and saw this little blue pup with yellow eyes and look, they instantly fell in love with him and and to have him racing in a golden Easter egg, you know, just to stand on the podium there with the two boys would be absolutely amazing for us.
Pete, what can we expect, mate, in regards to conditions at Wentworth Park tomorrow?
Well, first of all, let's hope we can put some bums on seats out there. And it's one of probably the best credentialed races in Australia, really. And you know, top the charts in New South Wales for many, many years. And the Victorians used to be the ones that come down and win the race for the last decade. So just in the last couple of years, New South Wales dogs have risen to the top and thus far we've been winning it the last couple of years. So with the likes of Brett Lees and Fernando Bales, some of the top dogs have won this race. So, you know, we're hoping for, you know, some fireworks to go off tomorrow night.
And is McKenna, is she the horse, the dog to beat? Oh, sorry, Pete.
Well, to some of us, she looks like a horse at the moment, mate. Yeah, look, she certainly is. Look, she's won right out of the box. And the owner, Giorgio Alvaro, you know, I grew up with him, actually. We've been lifelong friends and we played soccer together as teenagers. So kudos to him. He paid good money for her and let's hope she can repay the debt.
What's her strengths?
Well, she's got everything.
Yeah, right.
She's got it all. Look, she's a couple of tenths quicker than us. Look, we've got the same sort of talent, but just the time at the end says she's a little bit quicker. So, look, it's all at box rise, guys. These group races are generally won at box rise. You know, it's who gets the clear breaks in the first 20 or 30 metres. And, look, they're all pretty bloody good dogs. And we're all vying for the same position that you know, podium spot that says first on it.
So how satisfied are you, Peter, with box 4 and how ideally does it play out for you then from there?
Oh, mate, look, you can't complain when the box draws come out. You just got to play with what you've got. You know, it's not ideal, box 4. I think McKenna is very well drawn with a slow beginner on her inside and directly on her outside. We can only play our part if she does something wrong, we'll be there to pounce on her.
You're a Western Sydney boy. You're once painting houses. Fair to say you took the right gamble?
Mate, I did. Yes, I certainly did. You know, winning the Tab $1 million chase, mate.
Yeah.
You know,
you've won it twice, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah. We don't say that too often, but we love hearing it. So, mate, it's changed our lives forever. And both Jodie and I and the kids, you know, we love doing this. And, mate, it was a dream of mine to become a greyhound trainer since a teenager. And, mate, I'm living my dream.
Have you got any other dogs running on the night?
We have. We've got a young little lady called Angel Shirley. She's a young up-and-comer. You know, we'll be hearing a lot of her, you know, in the next 6 months, I think.
Okay, so we'll keep an eye on those two, but particularly Nad Al Sheba. And mentioned the $1 million chase victories, but this would be something special, wouldn't it? Considering I know it's worth less than the $1 million chase, but being a time honoured race, a Group One, this would be, I'm sure, as special.
Oh, for sure, guys. Yeah, look, it's a race we've always wanted to win. as a kid, you grow up, and the Golden Easter Egg was the echelon of greyhound racing here in New South Wales, and probably Australia. Look, we train the dad Beast Unleashed. We part own him, and we also train the mother Zipping Kelly. So that's even more special for us, you know. So we've trained both mother and father, and he's the progeny, in our kennel, in a Golden Easter Egg, racing for 350,000 on the weekend. So yeah, it's got to be something special if we can, knock off a favourite.
Well, it should be a special night regardless, but for you and your family, hopefully it's one you will never forget with Nada Al Sheba in the egg final. Peter, appreciate your time. Go well.
Thanks, guys. Much appreciated.